Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for August 20th, 2012. In cryptid news, the province of Formosa in Argentina is home to a recent run of cow mutilations. 16 cows, including a calf, have been mysteriously mutilated and have parts of their bodies extracted, supposedly without blood loss. Some feel that there could be many more similar reports, but farmers do not want to be associated with these types of stories. Why is this in the cryptid section of the Paranormal News Insider? Well, the report is supposedly the cause of the chupacabra, but even if it isn't, it's still an odd story, and we'll keep an eye on it. Justin Smija, the self-professed killer of Bigfoot, has taken a polygraph test in order to prove his story to the public. Well, not surprisingly to me, he passed the test and appears to be telling the truth. So does this mean that he really killed a Bigfoot? Possibly. But all it really does is prove that he believes that he killed a Bigfoot, and he believes that all of this is real. Without real evidence, his testimony only validates what he says he experienced and not what really happened in the woods during what is now known as the Sierra Kills incident. For many, the story validates the existence of Bigfoot, but despite the claims of a piece of Bigfoot, no physical evidence has been provided so far. Just trying to keep it real, folks. In UFO news, the biggest UFO story in the last week was the South Pole UFO that appeared on a YouTube video taken at the Antarctic Research Station Neumeyer Station 3. The video, shot on August 10th of this year, shows a large round object over the station. The video was shot using stop-motion animation. So in other words, one shot was taken over time and the images put together to form the video. UFO people quickly jumped on the video, claiming that there is no other explanation than a genuine UFO, but others claim this could be something logical. Now, many other theories are appearing, including government-controlled conspiracy theories, as well as a UFO posing as a balloon in the photo. Yes, that is actually a theory that somebody threw out there. Wow. And in other news, the Ophiolocalypse might be returning. On the heels of news surrounding mass fish die-offs due to extremely warm river water, as well as toxic conditions due to the lack of rain, there comes news of birds falling from the sky. In New Jersey, around 80 birds mysteriously fell from the sky in trees and were found dead. No cause has yet been determined, although it is doubtful to be paranormal in nature. It is still something to keep an eye on. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. The 2012 Las Vegas Paracon at Bonnie Springs Ranch takes place August 31st through September 2nd in Blue Diamond, Nevada. Friday night at the First Ward Schoolhouse takes place September 13th to the 15th in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. And the Maritime Ghost Conference takes place September 15th in San Diego, California. The Pensacola Paracon 2012, September 22nd and 23rd in Pensacola, Florida. And the 11th Annual Mothman Festival takes place September 15th and 16th in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, just let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. To see my full list of events, please visit paranewsinsider.com and click on the Events tab at the top. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.